partner. Welcome to Chimpyowns, to Deadlands Reloaded.
Are you not doing a welcome, hello intro?
Nah.
Yeah, go on then. Hello, yeah, welcome to this episode of Chimpyowns do Deadlands Reloaded.
Yeah, fuck you, listeners.
Sorry, we're going to survive.
And that's an additional fuck you to any Native American listeners we might have.
Yeah. Just in case.
How, pale face, Injun.
Anyway, I'm turning you off.
Because this is basically the 17th week of lockdown, and we basically hate the rest of the world with a passion. So fuck you again, basically. If you're still listening, triple fuck you. It's all a joke. It's all a joke. Sorry.
Quadruple fuck you.
So yeah, the three of you are in what is the classroom of this school is if you remember, the school is a single, you know, it's a single story building, and as you came in, the classroom's to the right, which is where you are at the moment, and then to the left there were two other doors, which someone stuck there through the first one, which seemed to be, you know, teacher's office, for want of a better word. Sort of tried to terrify you out of the place, but Wolf attacked it with his trusty tomahawk. Yeah, another cliche, but a true cliche. And seemed to rattle it to some extent, and it sort of disappeared and screamed at you to get out. And that's where we left it.
Well, I'm hightailing it out of there.
And as the silence settles, reality crashes back in almost. Then you hear you can't tell where it's coming from. You know, it's one of those sounds that seems to come from everywhere and nowhere, just bouncing around this really empty building.
You're gonna get in trouble. Marshall's on his way. Oh, you broke the windows.
Did we?
And then the windows in the classroom explode outwards into the street.
Oh, shit. Have I just run out there? Into the exploding glass.
Did you just run out and peer in the window to see what was going on?
Well, I suppose it can't do that again. That's like a...
How did the marshal know to come? The whole town's linked with ghosts and spirits.
Well, I'm going to get me back to the saloon.
Why?
I think this needs a stiff drink.
Sure, with the will of the Lord behind you, you can put these spirits to rest. Can you hear me? Come back!
Yeah, I'm gonna head outside.
Well, I don't know about you fellas, but I ain't never seen nothing like that before.
And you can hear just the tinkle of laughter coming, echoing out of this school building.
Well, there's certainly something there that's not happy. Needs to pass on to the other side properly. That's what I'm saying.
And what about you, Mr. Wolf? You encountered something like
what
this before?
What time is it, Mr. Wolf?
No, but I've heard stories from our shaman.
Well, you gave it a bit of a whack.
Yeah, I'd love to know where it is. If she'd come out and play with me.
What, so you want to go in and tackle it?
Don't think we can find it. Other things are going off in this town. The whole place is infested with spirits and ghosts.
Well, I don't think this is something that we can just leave here. It seems to have one foot in this realm or one foot in the other. Now, whether that is up there with the good Lord or down there below with Satan himself, I think we need to do something about it.
Well, let's go in then. Find it.
Could find it, or we could get rid of it.
Well, let's get rid of it.
Well, I don't know if we can. I can try and banish it from this place, but it'll take me a good while, at least 7 days and nights of praying to get rid of it around this area.
Well,
but I'm willing to do it for the Lord.
Well, amen. But you think it might have some kind of do you think it lives somewhere, or it has some kind of a place that it uses to pass between the our godly realm and the netherworld where it rightly resides?
I feel like it's a spirit that ain't passed, and that's not right. Purgatory. You don't want to be in purgatory forever, do you?
Well, no, sir. No, sir, though sometimes I feel like I am. At least until I get a drink inside me.
You do seem to take take kindly to the bottle, sir.
I will.
Anointing oneself from within, eh?
Just a reminder for Wolf, remember you've got like 9/10 of a bottle of whiskey stashed about your person somewhere.
I have, yeah.
It's not telling anyone else. Firewater.
Well, the bottle takes kindly to me, I have to say.
Well, I'm going to get myself some supplies from the church. I'm coming back, and I'm going to lay the spirit to rest.
Well, you say it might take you 7 days and seven nights, so what can we do in the meantime?
Well, it looked malevolent, but...
It looks like Reverend Allen's already been hitting the ball.
And so, I don't know. Well, the Lord will protect me. But also, it'll be helpful if you'd protect me.
Well, I'll protect you if I can, but I don't know what my six-shooter will do against something like that.
Surely you have God on your side. You can pray with me, brother.
Well, yeah, indeed I can. I'd be more than happy to pray with you, though I may not be much use for shooting while I'm at prayer.
Surely you don't have to rely upon bullets for a situation like this.
Well, no, you're right there, good Reverend.
Exactly. Anyway, I'll be back. I'll head off over to the church.
Yeah, okay, so you turn heel and stride up towards the church.
Okay, Wolf, you just keep an eye out here, if you don't mind. I'm just going to head over and find my horse.
Cut to Jebediah riding into the hills.
Into the sunset.
It's not like quite that.
So yeah, it's only been a few hours really since you were last at the church Yeah, so you re-enter the church. So just as a sort of a brief reminder, it's a wooden structure. It should, in theory, be able to hold quite a large congregation. And, at the end is this, this altar that's been decked out and to mirror the town, and that it's covered in copper, buffed to a sort of almost painful shine. Deacon Robert Plume is still, milling around, doing those sort of jobs that a pastor does when he hasn't got a congregation to talk to. But could you just roll me a notice roll as you go in, Reverend Allen?
A notice?
I'm with Reverend Allen.
No.
Remember your wild dice as well?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, my wild dice? Yeah.
Yeah, you make it with the raise because you got eight.
Raise, yes.
So, as you go in, you notice something that you hadn't noticed before. So, the place is very well maintained. It's obviously, Deacon Plume and whoever helps him here keep the place impeccable. It's a testament to the art of housekeeping, if you like. But you also notice that sort of stuffed off to one side, they're not hidden by any means. They're just, discreet, pushed out of the way. Seems to be maybe a dozen or so bedrolls of various other bits of accoutrements that you would expect to see, someone who's on the trail. And as you come in, you catch his attention unless you're trying to skulk in.
No, no.
Ah, Reverend, back so soon.
Deacon. Here I am, by the grace of God. We have come to this town, and I've had a calling already. It seems that
you've decided to join our flock and join the covenant.
No. I am within my own jurisdiction of the Lord. It seems that there are strange goings on in town. We have just come from the schoolhouse, and it seems
yes, maybe I should have.
There is a spirit there that is unsettled.
Yes, people don't go to the schoolhouse. It's strange things sometimes happen there. It does unnerve people. They tend to keep away. I haven't had a chance to have a look and really.
I can tell you there is a spirit there, and it is needing to be quelled and given passage to its rightful place. I've come here to speak to the Lord and get accoutrements to perform a sanctification on the schoolhouse.
Obviously, whatever we can do to aid, Reverend. What sort of accoutrements do you need?
Well, obviously the blessing of the Lord, which I will take upon personally, and holy water, so that the land can be sanctified.
I'm sure we can arrange that. He's just gesturing to the to the font.
If you'll allow me the honour of getting some water from your font, then I'll be on my way.
Of course, Reverend. Please help yourself.
So I'll go have a little prayer, and then get a canteen of water to the font. Glug 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 glug. Thank you, Father. Nothing else. So I'll head back to the school. So, what I'm actually going to do, is I'm going to try and sanctify the church, which does take a week.
Okay.
Sanctify the school.
You're ahead of me on this. Is this one of your blessed powers, or is it just something that comes
a power.
Being...
So, sanctify allows the blessed or shaman to consecrate areas of earth, causing great pain to supernatural evil creatures that attempt to tread upon it. Sanctification takes an entire week of prayer, must remain within the bounds of the area for the entire duration.
Okay. Wow, I didn't see that one coming. That came out of left field. Okay.
Yeah. And you need to sprinkle holy water and pray. That's what I meant to do.
What's the area?
Defined by the marshal. It's wherever you want to sanctify. So it's a church. It's the whole church ground.
Okay.
So can you roll me a... sorry, I can't remember the skill.
We need to do bennies and things, don't we?
In fact, yeah, let's do bennies first.
Yeah. So I might need one.
So, if I deal... three... Oh, yeah, yeah, if you draw them yourselves, yeah, that's fine.
Three...
Then I'll draw three for me.
Find Reverend Allen that Jebediah's not currently present at the church because
he's going to go and worship at his own altar.
Yeah, that's one way of putting it. Yeah.
So I would say Reverend Allen to establish what area you need to do. I mean, I think that probably you'd assume that the school itself is a given, but whether you need to do the school grounds as well, you could do that just to be on the safe side. But I would say certainly if you make a faith roll, that would be a good way to maybe establish where the boundaries are. Wow, your faith's pretty impressive.
So, yeah, I make my faith roll.
So, yeah, you grab your recruitments and return back, and as you sort of waiting for maybe Jebediah to return because Wolf says he's gone off to get his horse or something. you realise that it was able to affect you to some extent outside the front door of the building. So it would probably be the boundaries of the school rather than just the school house. And yeah, you would. Did you just make it, or did you get any raises?
I didn't get a raise. I mean, yeah, I'd have assumed it was the property boundary, not building boundary.
Is although it's not all built up outside, as you can obviously see where the perimeter's staked out, and there was obviously going to be a bit of a schoolyard as well at the back of the building, but it obviously never quite got that far to developing that. So, Jebediah, what are you up to?
I'm just grabbing a drink from my saddlebag. Because I've got a couple of bottles of liquor stashed. And
his own holy water.
Exactly. And it's kind of, it's a bit unnerving. So I'm just giving myself a little bit of Dutch courage.
His own type of faith.
It's all under the auspices of the Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's communion wine, isn't it?
Pretty well, in a certain light, yeah. Like, yeah, pitch darkness.
If
yes,
you watered it down. Right?
A lot.
Yeah, like. I don't know. My old priest used to look a bit pissed after he drained the sacramental cup, but. Maybe that was just him, I don't know.
So yeah, you slide off to just have a quick stiffener. as Reverend Allen sort of weighs the place up. Wolfie, you doing anything?
Oops. Protecting while he's doing all his business. If this thing shows up again.
So I take it that is going to be your main thing for the next 7 days.
Well, that's what I'm going to do. Well, what the others do, it's up to them.
Sure. So you begin your ceremonies and consecration. It's as you say, it's a time-consuming process.
How does it work in terms of rest and so forth?
Well, it doesn't say it has to be constant. It just says it takes 7 days. You're not allowed to leave the boundaries.
So we need to set you up a little camp.
Yeah.
Be lots of repeatedly marking the boundaries with holy water and saying prayers and
chanting
and sort of
going and spraying water.
And the boundaries, the boundaries are what would have been. Sorry, the boundaries are the school and what would have been the schoolyard. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we'd better set you up a little bivouac in the, wherever you choose.
Inside.
Good reference.
There's a building. I'm not going to sleep outside it. Just stupid.
Yeah, with your knowledge, you would. Yeah, it makes no difference whether you're inside or out, as long as you're within the boundaries of this schoolhouse and the it's land fitting. Around it. Yeah, you think it's probably got no more influence in one part than the other. So yeah, you begin. Well, it's probably now mid-afternoon, because I know last time we were saying it was about 12:01-ish. Dusk slowly starts to settle, and you see a few people, residents moving around. Obviously, more activity around the main street because of the saloon and various things. And as the light starts to go down, the music coming from the Jewel Theatre, the volume increases a little bit. The lights come on. A couple of the performers stand outside and perform to some extent.
So Wolf, you figure while the Reverend's doing his goodly deeds, we should maybe post a watch and keep an eye over this this school.
Yes, I watch. You go play.
I insist on taking a watch. We're all here for the same reason. So you let me know when do you want me back? When will you need to take a rest, if indeed you do need to take a rest?
Midnight. You come back at midnight. I sleep.
Very well. For how long?
Till I wake.
So that would be around dawn.
Yes.
What time of year is it?
It can be whatever time of year you choose. But you're in the Rockies, so maybe not winter.
Alright. Fair enough.
Early autumn, then. Early autumn.
Yeah.
So what's that? I don't know. September. So dawn is maybe, what, 5-6 hours away?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that's plenty of time for a fit young brave like yourself. Very good.
So what are you going to do, Gemini?
I'm just going to sort myself out with a few... few accoutrements.
So are you heading to the saloon then, Jeffanai? Is that the idea? Or?
Pretty much, yeah.
So yeah, as you pass the Jewel Theatre, the girls call out to you, are you sure? You sure you don't want to have a drink with us, handsome? Come on.
Well, let's see. What time is it?
Well, it's getting, it's dusk. Coming into night, they're obviously plying their wares in the evening when the music and the lights from the building are more enticing.
Well, yeah. No, I don't see why not. Indeed, I'd love to see the floor show.
Well, come in, darling. Come in.
Indeed, I am.
It's gonna end up like Dust Till Dawn, isn't it? That place.
As you go in, Jebediah, you see, you've been in here during the day when it was all lit by natural light. Now it's all, there's lots of, low subdued lighting, nicely placed around the place to make it look as enticing as possible. So the two women who are now both hanging, one off each arm as you go through, and another one sort of slips out as you go in, you see. Although maybe in some places like this that you may have frequented before, where subdued lighting and all that might be to sort of...
What, disguise?
Disguise the fact that, maybe the hostesses are a little bit more plain than you would like. The girls you've seen working here, or the women you've seen working here, certainly seem, attractive enough. They don't need that, smoke and mirrors to dupe their clients, if you like, and Belle that runs the establishment. But you've met her, and she was certainly a bit of a stunner in her own right. Maybe, a little older than a lot of girls who would do this, but she seems to be the boss. And yeah, they escort you in, and there's a stage at one end, you know, tables dotted around, and there's music coming from behind the stage. No one is dancing on it as of yet.
Well, I have to warn you, ladies, that I've got a pressing appointment, and I can't be here beyond midnight, so don't tempt me too much.
Well, let's get you a drink and get you sat down.
Indeed, nothing would give me finer pleasure.
So, yeah, one of the girls heads off to the bar. You know, the other one knocks a chair out with a foot for you to sit in, and as you sit down, she arranges herself in your lap before you are able to even protest if you so wanted to. And for the next couple of hours, they continue to treat you the way you would expect to be treated, and obviously try and entice you into spending a little bit more money by entertaining you in a slightly different way. That's up to you whether you wish to do that. They're both very attractive women.
Well, let's see, what time is it now?
Probably about seven-ish in the evening. You've got a good 3 hours.
Well, I'll allow myself to
fit a few 30-second stints in there.
Well, I'll enjoy a few drinks, and then maybe allow myself to enjoy something else for an hour or so.
Yeah, and as you're having a drink, a few miners wander in. They all look as downbeat and dishevelled as. Could you throw me a notice? So you got three. The miners look as downtrodden as everyone else you've seen. The women don't seem to. They don't seem to pay any heed to that, as it were. They still, you know, treat them like they're treating you, as it were. You know, they seem to be ignoring the fact that, you know, these guys are maybe a little bit surly and not quite as interested as you would have thought they'd be. Or maybe they're even just coming here because it's somewhere to go. You know, it's the occasional miner gets, well, not dragged off upstairs, but, you know, goes upstairs with a girl. There's more girls working here than you've seen, but you're not quite sure how many. And yeah, you enjoy a couple of hours passing the time. So while you were in there, Wolf, you're just watching over Reverend Allen, are you?
Yeah.
So yeah, Reverend, you go through your bits and pieces. Can you roll me a notice, please, Wolf?
Six.
So you make it. So yeah, you hear, Reverend Allen's, you know, just sprinkling water out of this strange bloody little brass thing that is waving around like a maraca.
What's a maraca?
It is a maraca.
Can't remember the proper names for them. You know, like the little things that you use to distribute holy water, you know, a little stick with a ball. Excuse me. On. And yeah, as you're doing that, Reverend Allen, you know, you hear over your shoulder,
"What you doing?"
But you hear it as well, Wolf. She was obviously just trying to whisper into your ear, but you can tell it's very quiet, Wolf. It's, and you can't tell where it's coming from. But Reverend Allen, it does sound like someone's whispering in your ear.
So yeah, I am just obviously chanting sanctification words, ignoring voice in my ear.
You're no fun.
And you sure you hear someone stamp their foot? Again, you hear whispering in your ear, Reverend Allen. Unfortunately, Wolf, you don't hear it this time.
What are you doing? Go on, tell me. I can keep a secret. I keep lots of secrets.
I'll say, bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you have grievances against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. So watch yourself. If your brother or sister sins against you, rebuke them. And if they repent, forgive them. Repent, then turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out. The times of refreshing may come from the Lord. Okay, carry on.
You talk funny. You're no fun. I'm going to play the other one.
And yeah, midnight rolls around. Just a bit of post-episode waffle. Firstly, apologies for Wolf's audio. I suspect it may have been picking up through his laptop mic rather than his headset mic. It sounds a bit like he's in a bin. I spent an awful lot of time faffing around and doing nothing but make it sound exactly the same or worse than it already was. I'm trying to release episodes roughly once a week, which means I'm very short on time, so apologies to our patrons again, who I owe some shout-outs to, including a new patron, so I do feel quite guilty about that, but I'm literally recording this 10 minutes before I start work, just so that I can get the episode out today, so apologies. But as always, if you wish to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at ChimpiansRPG. You can email me at mark@chimpians.co.uk. We do have a Facebook page, but I'm not very good at updating that. And you can find our website at www.chimpians.co.uk. So anyway, I think that's more than enough waffle. But just before I go, I hope you're all okay. We're all locked down. To one extent or another, so I hope you're not getting completely stir-crazy, and see you again, well, I hope, next week. Bye!